Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest, content manager here at Constant Contact, and today we're talking about how to achieve championship-caliber marketing results. I'm drinking a Shipyard pumpkin, and joining me, we have a small table today, but we have Miss...
I am Danielle Cormier, and I am the social media community manager here, and I'm drinking an autumn ale brew from the Woodstock Inn Brewery.
Yum.
I'm Ryan Pinkham. I'm a content developer here, and I'm also drinking a Shipyard Pumpkinhead, which I think will be coming to an end soon. No. I heard they already had like their winter one out, so
really?
I saw it recently.
That's sad. Oh, well. Anyway, so as you've probably all heard by now, the Boston Red Sox are the 2013 World Series champions. Hooray! But one of the things that I think is really interesting about that whole thing is I'm not a big baseball fan, and I'm not a big sports guy in that realm, but... You know, the previous season, they were the worst team in the league, right? So they come from worst, go to first. And I think what's really interesting is what they were really able to do was take a look at the challenges that they were having and make decisions that allowed them to assemble a better organization to get them to the point that they were at today. And I think sometimes the same things happens for small businesses when it comes to marketing, right? If you're not achieving the results you're looking for, it may be time to call in somebody to help give you guidance and help you get to where you want to be and reach those championship levels. Right. So what you're really looking for is somebody that can work closely with you and understand the challenges that you face and the results you want to achieve, and someone who can put a plan into place to fit your needs and offer coaching and support along the way. So it can be difficult, I think we'd all agree, for a small business sometimes to really know what they're getting into when they're looking for a partner to help them do that, right? So today we wanted to offer a few suggestions or some questions that you can kind of ask yourself of the partners that you're looking for before you get started, just so you can have some idea of what you're trying to get into and what you're looking for. So let's see, Ryan, let's start with you. What's the first question you really think you can ask when you're looking for somebody to partner with?
Sure, yeah. So I mean, I have the benefit of talking to a lot of these marketing consultants. Yep. Or here at Constant Contact, we call them solution providers. And once a month, I get a chance to interview someone and learn a little bit about their expertise and the different areas that they work. And, you know, one of the key takeaways I always think people should think about is, you know, do the people you're working with have what you need to really be successful? Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, you know, for some people working with a marketing consultant, you might be at the point where you have no marketing whatsoever. So you have no idea where to start, what to do. So you might need someone to kind of launch a whole program for you, right? For some people, it's, you know, maybe something as simple as just getting started with social media, mm-hmm. right? You're maybe doing email. You don't know anything about social media. Mm-hmm. You don't really have the time to figure this stuff out. You want someone to come in, give you the coaching that you need, and really help you get started. So you should really take some time to think about what you're trying to get out of this relationship.
Sure.
And, you know, spend some time looking around and find out, you know, do I need someone just to work for a one-off, you know, type of project I want to be working on? Do I need someone that's going to work with me long term and be there when I have questions and do those sort of things? Or do you really want someone you want to take a step back and say, hey, I'm willing to make the investment to pay someone to handle my marketing for me?
Yeah.
You know, obviously you don't want to give up full control of everything, but you might want someone to, you know, just completely run your programs for you.
Yeah.
So really take the time to think about that, because if you have a lot of questions and a lot of problems you're going to be working with, you want to make sure that they have the skill set and the people on their team to help your team be successful.
Yep.
Because those small voids can make a huge difference.
Yeah. And we're really looking for somebody who's going to be transparent with you too, right? I mean, one of the things that you can find yourself getting into trouble with is you end up hiring somebody that kind of looks good when you have that first conversation with them. But if they're not really explaining to you what they're doing and why they're doing it, you're kind of left with this thing where you could be getting screwed, basically, right? I mean, like, I think we've seen situations where small businesses have ended up with somebody that really isn't doing anything for them, you know, and they're paying these exorbitant fees, and it's unfortunate, but it's really kind of doing this work on the front end to really make sure that you're working with people that are going to be transparent with you and explain the things that they're doing and help you along the way.
Yeah, I think it's important to find someone that's going to take the time to get to know your business and really understand what you're all about and what your product or service is and how you like to market it.
Yeah. And if you really understand what you're trying to do, you know, you're also, I think another important question to ask, right, is what's their specialty? What's the specialty of the person that you're working with, right? It's obvious, you know, or I should say it's easy to find somebody that says, oh, yeah, I can do this, I can do that, and I can do that. But a lot of times you end up with the, you know, jack of all trades. You want somebody that actually has some expertise in something. And particularly, hopefully, the area that you're looking to, you know, achieve the most results from. Because that's when you get the folks that actually really do know what they're doing and can kind of take your marketing to a level that somebody that's just getting you started, and maybe that's fine for when you're just getting started, yeah. but when you're trying to get to that other level, mm-hmm. you need somebody that has the specialty in there, right?
I think there's really two sides to that, right? Like, in a lot of situations, for example, if you've been doing email, doing social, but your website's a mess and you just want to work with someone to come in and design a website for you,
yeah.
you don't need someone, you know, that's all you want, right? Specialty yeah. in website design, they have the people there to do it. They can do it for you. Maybe they can run it for you, right? But maybe you want someone who will help you launch an email campaign, mm-hmm. but will also be there to help you if you wanted to try social down the road, or right. if you wanted to do different things, or you wanted to branch into events and things like that.
Yeah.
Right. So like they'll still have a specialty, but it is obviously good that they'll have, you know, other types of skills that you can work with.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not always a bad thing to work with, you know, different marketing consultants for different projects.
Yeah.
But you want to keep in mind that that's going to be more people to, you know, stay in contact with, absolutely. Different people to check in with, different bills coming in each month, so yeah. stuff to keep in mind, I think.
Danielle, what's another question we should probably ask?
I think that it's important to check out their background and their track record, because you want to make sure that their style is really matches up with what you like, and just see if they really live up to what they set their expectations of what they're going to do for you. You could ask for some customer testimonials from past customers, or some examples of their work when you're meeting with them to decide if it's the right person for you to work with.
Yeah. I think that's the big thing, right? I mean, if you're going to be working with somebody, they should be actually eager to share the past people that they've worked with, get you in touch with people if you want to talk to those people. You know, another thing we see all the time too is, you know, ask other businesses in your area. You know, if there's people that you meet with regularly, talk to them, see who they've worked with, who they recommend. You know, word of mouth is obviously the number one way people find people, you know, and so it's a good opportunity to really find out some things there. Who have they liked working with, right?
I really think for a small business, if you're working on really kind of small local business, your best thing to do is go to other business owners first. Yeah. I really think that's the starting point, right? Because chances are you're going to find someone that's worked with someone in the past. You're going to find out, okay, maybe they won't have a great recommendation. Maybe they had a terrible experience, right? Right. But at least they'll tell you about the things that they didn't know going in.
Yeah.
Right? So you can go with that background going in.
Yeah.
And then when you go to their website and start to look into people, again, don't just jump for the first person, right? Look yeah. around, find different people in your area yeah. and see what, and then you can look to see if they've had experiences with other people, if they've yeah. had that success and done all those things.
Yeah, or if you notice a campaign that you like in your neighborhood, go to that small business owner and ask them, yeah. say, I saw your campaign, I really like it. Who do you work with? Do you do it?
Yeah. It's great. You can actually even just get advice from people starting out, and then, you know, find out who those other people you already need to work with. But you might find out it's just them doing it on their own, and you get some great tips that way. I like that you mentioned that, you know, also just finding out the bad experiences kind of sets you up to go in with the things that you know you don't want to have happen. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of times you get into this and you might not know exactly what you're getting into. But being able to kind of look for those red flags and kind of see those things gives you a leg up, right?
Yeah. I mean, I actually had a chance to kind of see that firsthand when I was in college. I worked with this guy who had just started a business up in Boston. He had mm-hmm. owned a family business his whole life, came to Boston. Wasn't really comfortable there. So the first person that came to him and said, hey, I can help you, you know, learn what's going on in the area yeah. and what you can do and connect mm-hmm. with people and what you're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I started working with him a few months later, and I looked at some of the stuff that they were doing, and none of it really made sense to me, right? There was a lot of the stuff he was continuing to pay for, but he was still doing all the work himself. And it's really not a great great experience. Now, that's why it's always so important to go to places that have, you know, reputable, you know, sources for you to look at. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have our Constant Contact Marketplace where we have our solution providers who are, you know, accredited. They go through this process to learn, mm-hmm. you know, what we expect from them and mm-hmm. to deliver that quality to their clients, because that's kind of a standard that we set. Mm-hmm. Because again, it's going to come down to the past experiences that they've offered other people and what we can learn from that as well.
Yeah, another thing you could do is really go to some seminars or networking events, or visit your local SCORE chapter and sort of just talk to other people. What are they doing? What has been their experience? And what tips do they have for finding someone else to work with?
Yeah.
I think that's a great point about the SCORE chapter. And SCORE, if you don't know, you know, they work with small businesses to help them either, you know, starting up a small business or to overcome your challenges. And you get to actually work with people who have had success running businesses in the past. And that's really a great place to go. Also, your chamber. I know I'm subscribed to our chambers up where I live. Their newsletters, and all the time they have someone come in doing speaking about different things that are going on, whether it's, you know, marketing or if it's just running their business.
Yeah.
And that's where you get to meet those sort of people, because people go to chambers hoping to be introduced to small businesses. Yeah. And hopefully it's, you know, you're going to meet someone that.
I mean, I think that's a great point just in general, right? I mean, you should really plan. I know you have, like, you know, there's lots going on when you're a small business owner. There's a lot of things you have to handle, a lot of things you're wearing many hats. But one of the important things is to try to schedule in that time, you know, whatever it may be, but find time to get out, go to events like that, so you can actually get to meet other people within the community, get to learn something. And also, you know, it's a great opportunity when you're meeting people in the community too, that you may find complementary businesses that, hey, you know, there's a partnership there where you could probably get together and, you know, do something to expand on your marketing, you know, get in front of each other to offer.
Or say, hey,
yeah, exactly.
Do you want to feature each other in our newsletters? Maybe you'll discover someone else is also sending out a newsletter. And that way might be a good chance to grow your list by getting a little shout out on another local business's marketing.
Yep. And I think another important thing to really look at, right, is that you really want to find somebody that is actually concerned and committed to helping you succeed and help you reach those goals, right? So you want somebody that is actually, you know, setting those things with you, understanding what's working or not working with you, getting really to know your business, but then also wants to help you be more successful. You know, I think we've all kind of run into situations where we maybe had some type of a business transaction where you can kind of tell that you don't feel comfortable, or that the person is just trying to, like, look for ways to get you to pay more money or do something that you may not want to do. And you really want to find people that, you know, understand what it is you're trying to do, set you up with the best options for you to be able to do that, and are actually really trying to help you to succeed, rather than just have somebody that they can, you know, send an invoice and collect money from all the time.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing to ask them, how many clients do you usually have at a time, or how many people are you working with right now? Because if they're helping out dozens of people, they might not have that much time to focus on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, right? You want them to return your phone calls. You want them to be there when you need them. And if they're trying to manage too many people, you know, there's chances are that's not going to happen for you. So all good questions to ask.
Yeah, right? And you can set the expectations going in, saying, if I have a question, how long do you think it will take for you to respond to me? How long will it take for emails or calls or whatever? Maybe they'll say a day and you're okay with that, but just know what you're getting.
I think the thing I forget a lot when I talk to these service providers is that, you know, they're small business owners too, right? Like, these are others, that's their business, is helping other small businesses. Yeah. And I think you can really, being a small business owner who's probably worked with other small business owners, you can easily identify the people that are doing things the right way and that are going to go about helping you the right way.
Yeah.
So the track record's important, their success is important, but also you want to have a working relationship that you're going to be comfortable with, that you're going to be able to, you know, if you need someone to really, if you have no clue where to start, then you want to work with someone who has the ability to explain to you, okay, this is what you need to do and why, right? If you have a little bit more experience and you want someone to just kind of be working on maybe a contract basis where you're doing these sort of jobs, okay, then you want to be worried about, you know, are they going to be returning your calls and doing all those things? So it's really going to depend on you and what you're looking for, but that personal business relationship is going to be really important, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talk about it all the time, right? It comes down to an experience, right? What is it going to be like? What is that going to mean? And, you know, you want those interactions. You want to go away from those interactions on both sides of it, feeling good about it, right? You know, there were times when I was doing consulting work and I had a client that I didn't feel good working with. Like, you know, it was always something that was like nitpicky, or, you know, something that we were never on the same page, even after we've explained them. And like, you leave those not feeling good, you know, and you want to set yourself up, because it starts to affect your business, and you want your business to do well. And so you want to have people that are going to help you do that, but also have that good energy that kind of flows through everything that you do and provide a great experience. So, you know, if you're thinking about it and you're struggling a bit with your marketing, and you're thinking, you know, maybe it's time to take things to another level and go and seek out somebody to help you with that, you know, it's a great idea. We'd encourage you to check out the Constant Contact Marketplace. We'll include a link in this blog post, but there's folks there that you can find in your neighborhood, in your local areas, that can help you with your marketing activities. And they're folks that we've vetted and have been accredited by us. So it's a good place to start if you're ever thinking, hey, you know, where do I go for help? So anything else to add, guys?
That's it.
I think we're good. All right, folks. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Bye-bye now. Thank you.